Place your bet, you jack wagons. Brad, the big noise, Evans here on a solo mission. Nathaniel Lundy right now traversing the nation's capital. And shout out to D.C. Multiple sports books have just launched there. So you finally have variety beyond the rubbish that you were playing with here in recent weeks. So he'll be back with me next week here on the Feed 5 podcast. Let's not waste any time. Let's go ahead and hop aboard that Honk Honk Plus bus plus 100 odds or greater wager available right now on the docket across the smorgasbord of sports books. And one that immediately caught my eye, available at BetMGM ahead of the NFL season. Training camps opening here very shortly. How about Amon-Ra St. Brown to lead the league in receptions at a plus 750. Yeah, let's work the shoulders to get seduced by that juice there at the Lions Roar. The reason why I like the artist formerly known as the Hello Kitties of Detroit, Amon-Ra was second in this category last season. He saw over 30% of the team target share, averaging 10.3 targets per game. So a mammoth workload there at 119 receptions. That was second only to CeeDee Lamb in the NFL. He was wide receiver 11. And route win rate. He was also top 10 overall in target accuracy. And most importantly, he has the ninth easiest projected fantasy strength of schedule for a wide receiver. So, could be some divine results for Amon-Ra St. Brown to throw in the continuity of the Lions offense, that relationship and established chemistry that he already has with Jared Goff, and maybe the best offensive line in the biz. Dude's going to get peppered with looks, whether operating the slot or working outside. So Amon-Ra St. Brown to lead the NFL in catches this season, plus 750 there at BetMGM. With that, bet on the board, let's get after it with a Friday edition of the Fade 5. Baseball is back, baby. So numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's get a matinee affair between my Chicago Cubs taking on the Slithering Snakes and the Arizona Diamondbacks at Wrigley Field. 1:20 Central Time start, 2:20 Eastern. So if you are listening to this pod, it's early afternoon. Sprint to the sports book if you are buying what I am selling. I think Justin Steele is a superhero. He's not going to swallow a heaping pile of kryptonite. I'd say he gets the W against the D-backs at a plus 145. Yeah, quite attractive juice there available at DraftKings. Look, I understand Arizona is number 4 in WRC plus here last couple of weeks. They're number 6 in WRC plus on the road, and they're also number 6 in WRC plus against southpaw pitchers. So seems like a daunting task at hand for the man of steel. But he started to resemble the all-star that we saw a year ago. He has won 2 straight games. He's got a 2.00 ERA and a 1.01 whip. That is it. And his last 5 starts. So we're not talking like a very itsy-bitsy sample size. 5 starts. So he's hitting the spots. The velocity is back. The guy has got some swag, and he's shutting dudes down. I think he's going to go at least 6 in this game. The $64,000 question is, will he get the run support? Well, here's the good news. Here in the month of July, the Chicago Cubs are top 10 in WRC+. So the bats have really come alive. Ian Happ in particular has been smoking white hot. So hopefully, over those 6 innings, Steele will get the support needed and the bullpen doesn't come in and blow it. So give me him to record the dub against Arizona plus 145 at DraftKings. Numero cuatro here on today's edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Let's get a little two-legger, and I've got all hitters all the time in this one. Give me the home run derby participant, Alec Boehm, to get just a little bomb. He can hit one out. That'd be great. All I need him is to find the outfield grass. So I need a hit and give me Ellie De La Cruz on the over 1.5 on the HER, that is hits plus runs plus RBI, also known as HRR. You put those hands together, DraftKings. That is an attractive plus 120 juice. Alec Boehm, going to see the Pittsburgh Pirates and left-handed pitcher Martin Perez. Now, Boehm was mashing against Portsiders early this season, but only batted around 261 now over the entire year. So he's kind of fallen on hard times against LHPs, but the history against Martin Perez is storied. 8-for-16 lifetime. And on top of that, entering the break over the last 7 days, he was batting 357. So hopefully the bat didn't cool during the midseason siesta, and he stays smoking hot at the dish. I think this can cash the over, which it's hit here in the last 6 games. Meanwhile, with LA De La Cruz on the over 1.5 HRR, he's going to see Patrick Corbin. Happy Patrick Corbin Day, as my buddy Cody Decker likes to say. De La Cruz, a great history against Corbin. 5-for-8 lifetime. On top of that, you look at Corbin, 4.82 ERA in his last 5, and De La Cruz hit the over on her 1.5 in 3 of his last 4 games. So to recap, 2-leg parlay, Alec Boehm, give me him for a hit. Give me LA De La Cruz over 1.5 HRR plus 120 at DraftKings. As I always say, fade or follow, that is up to you. Marching on today's Fade 5 podcast, numero tres. So let's get another 2-leg parlay and more plus money on the board. This one is going to be arm focus. Give me Waka, Waka, Waka. Michael Waka over 17.5 outs. Give me Hunter Brown. Get down! With Hunter Brown on the over 17.5 outs, plus 135 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Michael Waka, should be able to cruise with this one. He's taking on the White Sox, a team that is number 29 on the road in WRC Plus. This game being played in Kansas City. And the White Sox, too, number 29 WRC Plus the last 2 weeks before the All-Star break. Waka already went 6 strong against this same White Sox franchise back on April 17th. Only give up 2 earned runs in that no decision start. It's actually won its last 2 games. We want to sprinkle a little action on him to get the dub. It's plus 125, by the way, there at DraftKings. And at home this season, respectable 3.49 ERA in 7 starts with an excellent 34-12 strikeout to walk split. He's hit the over on the outs prop in 5 of his last 7, make it 6 of the last 10. Now, meanwhile, with Hunter Brown, and why I'm getting down with the Houston Astros going against the Seattle Mariners. Brown has really found his druthers, a guy that was kind of all over the map early on in the season. He's been working deep into games. In fact, he has gone 6 innings or longer in 10 straight contests. Now, he got lit up by Seattle last time he faced him, and that was in that episode where he was trying to find his way back on May the 5th. Only went 4 1/3 in that game. But Seattle, middling number 17 in WRC Plus here in the month of July. I know Brown's like the 5+ road ERA, but I think he gets through 6 innings. So on this 2-legger, Michael Waka 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 over 17.5 outs, and Hunter Brown over 17.5 outs as well. Put those together, plus 135 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Hey, you want more action? Of course you do. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for a free account today. You have no stinking excuse. We got our NFL Gamers Guide already underway. Actually, been underway for the last couple of months. Team previews, fantasy ranks, all kinds of season-long player props, rookie rundowns, and more. Go to the Gaming Juice to get that. Of course, all of our daily pieces. Nate Jacobson rolling out just recently some British Open selections. Ben Wittenstein was covering the WNBA on a little bit of siesta now, but he's cranking out all kinds of content. Our EIC Joe Lago touching in on some boxing props here and there. And, of course, me with the MLB and the NFL. We're going to be ramping up college football content as well as some futures. And once the season kicks off in late August, day-to-day, week-to-week bets as well. Get it all at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe. Moving on here, the Feed 5 podcast, numero dos on the countdown today. Shohei Ohtani, konnichiwa. Say hello on the over 1.5 total bags against the Boston Red Sox. Is this plus money? I don't care if it's only just plus 100, even Steven Juice. I am all over this at DraftKings Sportsbook. Ohtani's history against Nick Pivetta is classified this way: ownership. He has smacked that ass, to say the least. 4-for-9 lifetime. He's got a double and a pair of home runs with a 1,667 OPS. You look at Pivetta, 4.91. ERA in his last four on the season, 10.1 barrel percentage allowed with a 38.4% hard hit rate. You look at Ohtani, before the midseason siesta, he hit the over on total bags in 5 of his last 6 games. I think that lumber is still going to be emitting a flame as he crushes one on a gap or maybe over a fence or maybe a pair of singles. I don't care how he gets it. Give me the over. 1.5 total bases against the Boston Red Sox at plus 100 at DraftKings Sportsbook. And numero uno on the Feed 5 countdown today. Oh, it's a trade day, baby. Trey Turner, give me the over on total bases for him. Unfortunately, not a plus money, but a buyable minus 110 at BetMGM. It's a Quaker State battle as the Philadelphia Phillies are taking on the western part of the state representatives, the fighting pierogies, I like to call them, and the Pittsburgh Pirates, and that one being played in the Steel City. And I think Turner's got to collect at least a couple of bags. You want to talk about a guy that is emitting fire. My God, that was Trey Turner before the All-Star break. He hit the over on total bases in 9 of his last 13 games. He's batting just 375 against the Buccos this season and 395 in his last 15 games. I think he's going to tee off. It doesn't matter if it's going to be against a starter in this game, which, of course, is Martin Perez. It doesn't matter. He's got a decent history against Perez, hitting well north of 300 the lifetime against him. Or the bullpen. Trey Turner is going to smack one on a gap or eclipse the fence and collect the over 1.5 total bases. I'd be shocked if it didn't happen, which means probably an 0-for-5 golden sombrero kind of game for him. But my number one play of the day, fingers and toes crossed, Trey Turner over 1.5 total bases against the Pittsburgh Pirates, minus 110 at BetMGM. But wait, there's more. It's bonus time. Let's go to the team Huevos parlay play of the day. I wrote about this on thegamingjuice.com. So if you want more gory details, by all means, log on there and check it out in the matchup between the Rays and the Yankees. So on this SGP, come with me if you are buying what I am selling. Leg numero uno, the old total, give me the under 11.5 runs. Leg numero dos, give me Garrett Cole to strike out at least 6. And leg numero tres, give me Juan Soto to get a hit. Uno, dos, tres. And you apply that parlay boost at DraftKings. It's plus 160 without the boost. It's around plus 130, 135, but playing that all diggity day long. Here's a breakdown of the legs. The under 11.5. These teams have faced each other 9 times already. Well, because they play in the same division, and they're averaging 7.3 total runs per game. You got Eflin on the mound for the Rays. You got Garrett Cole on the mound for the New York Yankees. So it should be a bit of a pitcher's duel. So even jacking up the run total, I think it will remain below 11.5. Meanwhile, with Garrett Cole, 10.03 K per 9 in 5 games started. Not great. The call plus swing and strike rate at 28.1%. Also not all that extravagant, to say the least. But he's hit the over on this in 3 consecutive starts. And more importantly, right before the All-Star break, he faced the Baltimore Orioles and had his best outing of the season, 6 innings and 7 strikeouts. So I think it's going to be more of the same against a Tampa club that ranks top 12 in K rate over the last couple of weeks. And meanwhile, Juan Soto to get a hit. Zach Eflin's got a 5.37 ERA on the road this season. And more importantly, you know, we always talk about sample size, Evans. You know, who cares about 5 for 8 or 2 for 3? Well, he's faced, Soto has, Eflin 36 times in his MLB career. He has 14 hits, a 462 batting average, a 1,255 OPS. He had a hit in five of his last six games. Before the break, I think it's going to be more of the same. So to recap, at DraftKings with the boost on the team white most parlay play of the day, SGP style, Tampa, New York, under 11.5 runs, Gerrit Cole, six or more Ks, Juan Soto to get a hit. I mean, come on, you got to love that juice there at plus 160. And one more play I have for you in bonus time. Tanner Bibee, I'm going to take the under on 5.5 strikeouts against the Padres. The juice sucks at a minus 150. So you want to, you know, parlay this with something else, a little, you know, two leg construction, maybe take it as a leg in your SGP. Go for it. I know it's a low number because you look at Bibee, 10.54 K per nine overall, 11.06 at home. He's hit the over on this in nine of his last 10 games. But the call plus swinging strike rate really doesn't match what the surface numbers have shown, 27.8% in that category. But most importantly, San Diego, they don't strike out. Number 29 in K rate the last couple of weeks at 17.9%. So, yar, shiver me timbers, I believe. Captain Hook is going to come into play. 5 Ks exactly for Tanner Bibee is my fearless forecast. He will not hit six. So, give me that under on the 5.5. At a minus 150 juice. All right, I'm out of breath. We are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do me a favor, would you kindly, and drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, feed or follow us on the X. Always try to give it to you. Lundy, at Nate Lundy, and myself, at Noisy Huevos. For the traveling Nathaniel Lundy in the nation's capital, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow, that is up to you.